Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 57, and it's a Tuesday, July 4th, 4th of July, everyone, 2017, and I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome,
and we're recording on Independence Day.
Yes, that's right. Happy Independence Day, everyone.
Yeah. And why are we recording on Independence Day, Maynard, instead of Monday night?
Because nobody, well, we were busy last night.
What we were we out busy doing?
We were doing a gay thing. Well, not really a gay thing, but it's a very nostalgic evening.
Maynard, quit stroking your microphone. I can hear
You won't hear it anyway. So yeah, it's I like stroking my microphone. So last night we did something really exciting because we got to see history. I should say it is history because we watched The Village People at the Miller Outdoor Theater. And it was awesome. It's a good way to celebrate the 4th of July weekend. And got to see Village People. So have you ever seen The Village People before, Ray?
In the movie and on TV. You know when he was talking about American Bandstand?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that American Bandstand.
Oh, and you really saw the way they did the YMCA then, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that. I remember seeing The Village People on American Bandstand.
Oh, okay. That's just it. Anyway, so, yeah, they even demo. That's the last song they played. Of course, they have to do that. That's kind of their
it's like their
signature.
Signature super mega song that rent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
They were kind of almost one-hit wonders. So.
Yeah.
But most of them came in late in the disco era.
Yeah. Their songs are pretty good. And, of course, only two of them, right? Two of them are alive. Is that right?
I don't know.
From the original.
I don't know.
We're talking about 40 years ago. 40 years ago when you know.
When I was 8 or 9.
You were 8. Oh, I wasn't born yet. Ray has a bad stare at me. Yeah, so I remember that day. It's exciting because when I got to know about Village People, all I know is about YMCA, Macho Man in the Navy. Of course, they sang those. Okay. It's pretty good. And I had a bunch of bears with us, and a couple of friends got together, and there's a big group of us who got together right in the middle. So we got to sit down together and just watch, sing along, and that was good. Did you enjoy it, Ray?
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good. So, you know what, Ray? We should do that more often. Just go to Miller Outdoor Theater, sit down, have dinner, bring a sandwich or something, and drink sodas or water, and just watch a play or a movie or a.
Yeah, well, I was trying that, but my so-called counterpart was not having any of it, so I just went and got me some wings at Wingstop and ate them before I came. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I was going to be like, hey, I'll make some food. We can eat there, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, no, I'm running late. I got to work. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's lame.
So maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Well, let's see what else is going on at Miller Outdoor. We're looking at schedules.
Yeah, so everybody else out there, Miller Outdoor Theater is really just near the zoo, near the park. It's in Herman Park in Houston, and it's really just open for all. And you just get to sit down in the grass, just watch a movie, whichever they have there. It's really exciting. It's a family experience, and it could be fun. You just
Dave one Wright side asked me what we went to a couple years ago, and I think it was the Grease sing along.
Grease sing along? Yeah, I think we did that.
Was it the Grease sing along, or was it Sound of Music sing along?
No, not
it was
Sound of Music.
Some sing along, if I remember correctly.
I would remember it well if it was Sound of Music, maybe. Uh-huh. We did go to a horror one. I remember that was, I can't remember which one it is. It was black and white. We went there a long time ago. Anyway.
Oh, was that what we went to? Was it Psycho?
Possibly Psycho, yeah. Yeah, y'all had the wine or something. So, anyway, maybe we'll go next time. So before that, actually, when was it? Friday night? We did it. We thought of doing something together, so we had a game night. I got to play Canasta again. It's always a learning experience. Always, whenever
you
play.
Well, yeah, because you get new people in and out of the group, so you have to play a hand to get everybody kind of up to par. And the one that was the newbie won the game.
I know, right? The newbies always won the game. And the one, and our friend Julio has always won before. This was the lowest score ever.
He's been sick, so he was off his game. So he'll be back. That's,
yeah, maybe. We'll see. Okay, Ray. So now let's go on with our stories for this week. Before we go on, I just want to tell you guys that this will be, we're going to take a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to take a summer break.
Summer break, because I'll be out of town. I'll be busy. So, two episodes. We didn't pre-record anything. So we just want to let you know that this will be the last show for and possibly in the end of June we'll have another show by the time we get back. Okay, yeah. So let's go with our gay article, Ray. Let's go.
You're doing the gay.
Oh, I'm doing the game. I forgot. So this hits home. This hits home because I'm affected by this because I'm in a same sex couple situation right now. That's right. You're a solo sex. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. For
pretty
now,
much, slightly. Yeah, very solo sex.
Okay, so this affects us Texans. People who are from Texas. So, Texas court puts same sex couple spousal benefits at risk. I think this is more effective on this will affect more people on the in the government, right? So the state's highest court ruled that same-sex couples don't have a guaranteed right to marriage benefits. In a decision condemned by LGBT advocates, Texas Supreme Court ruled Friday that same-sex couples don't have same guarantees, but when it comes to spousal benefits as their hetero counterparts. The Austin American Statesman reports. The 9-0, shit, look at that, 9-0. Everybody hates gays. The 9-0 decision by an all-Republican bench reversed an earlier ruling at a lower court granting life insurance and health insurance benefits to spouses of gays and lesbians gay and lesbian city employees, city employees. Now the question to reaffirm or strip away from spousal benefits will go back to a court in Houston. City officials could appeal straight to the U.S. Supreme Court or take the case to trial. So the decision comes just after the 2-year anniversary of the Obergefell versus Hodges, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that gave gay and lesbian couples across the country the right to marry, but the Texas court said that that didn't mean that the issue was settled. I thought it's settled already, Ray. No. So the Supreme Court held that the Constitution requires states to license and recognize same-sex marriages to the same extent that they license and recognize opposite-sex marriages, but it did not hold that states must provide the same publicly funded benefits to all married persons, Justice Jeff Boyd wrote in a decision for the court. The reach and ramifications of the Supreme Court's landmark decision is up to state courts, he added. So that sucks. We're not really protected. So LGBTQ advocates contend that in granting gay couples the right to marry, the Supreme Court effectively ruled same-sex partnerships and their hetero counterparts should be treated equally, which is the point of marriage, right? So the Texas Supreme Court's decision this morning is a warning shot to all LGBTQ Americans that the war on marriage equality is ever-evolving. Sarah Kate Ellis, president of the advocacy group GLAAD, said in a statement, anti-LGBTQ activists will do anything possible to discriminate against our families. The LGBTQ city employees will continue to receive spousal benefits as long as the Texas case is being litigated. So that sucks. I mean, we're still, 2017 is still, we all thought that having the marriage that it's going to be marriage, it would be, it's all done. But no, they still have to, over the states, in Texas, most especially, that they can still not grant benefits for spouses, for same-sex couples. And you thought it's settled, but it's not. I mean, I think this will fall off. I mean, it's going to be something that will be fought really hard, and hopefully it will not pass, or whatever they're trying to do against LGBTQ families. So what do you think, Rim?
I think the fight is still not over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We try. I mean,
yeah. So we'll have to keep fighting it.
Yep.
So
we need,
and then some people will get screwed and some people won't, depending on who they work for.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they'll probably have to go to the Supreme Court to fight it out again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And hopefully, RGB hangs in there long enough to, in case it comes to the court in the next 3 years.
I hope she lives long enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ray. Let us go to the geek.
The geek. Meet George Jetson. His wife, Judy. A live-action Jetson series is reportedly in development. George Jetson and his family could be coming to TV in the near future. TV Line reports that a live-action version of the classic 60s series is in development at Warner Brothers. Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis is on board as executive producer, and the studio is in the process of shopping the show to networks. Beyond the new take on the Jetsons potentially taking place 100 years from the present day, we don't know how much yet about the new series, and Warner Brothers hasn't commented on the news. However, Family Guy executive producer will reportedly be the showrunner. Warner Bros. Is also working on an animated Jetsons film with Sausage Party director Conrad Vernon and in talks to direct. The Jetsons is still one of Hanna-Barbera's most developed properties, running on ABC from 1962 to 1963. The original series was set in the mid-21st century and followed George Jetson as he and his family dealt with various inconveniences, like appliances breaking down. Given how far the television has come since the 60s, it could be fun to see how much our vision of the future has changed. So,
okay, so what do you remember in the Jetsons that... let's go rewind first. When you were young, when was the last time you remember watching this when you were young?
I watched it probably the last year when it was on TV or something, and I was flipping channels and the Jetsons were on.
Did you grow up with this cartoon? Did you grow up with this cartoon before?
Yeah, well, I watched the cartoon. It was always on Saturday morning cartoons and after school shows, back when they used to show cartoons after school.
Yeah, that's so right.
And so, I thought it lasted longer than a year, but it only lasted a year.
Yeah. So I remember back then watching the Saturday cartoons also would be Super Friends, and you get to see a lot of Hanna-Barbera ones like Yogi Bear.
Snagglepuss.
Oh, Suffering Succotash. Oh. So, yeah. And then they have, of course, the Jetsons. So, I'm trying to think right now, which technologies did they show there that...
There's the flying car that turned into a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. Which is not going to happen yet.
They had the robot housekeeper, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
That was the robot.
So we have Roombas, equivalent for that.
Sure. Yeah. They had, they could build a high rise in a day. They could move the houses up and down out of the higher in the altitude or lower in the altitude, depending on what was needed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had moving walkways. The kids went to one of them went to high school on the moon or something like that, if I remember it, mm-hmm. or maybe that was a follow up movie later where she was going to high school on the moon or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or maybe she was in college by that time. Something.
But it is interesting that I don't know yet. I could not think of one right now that is showing up in the Jetsons that used to show in Jetsons that's happening right now. And the nearest thing I could think of is the flying cars.
Yeah. That's pretty much well, it. They also had the thing like the food processor that made the meals for them.
Oh, really? And yeah. Okay.
Everything just got pushed in a hole and it cleaned itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if it's going to be a movie, would you feel like, even though they're using Jetsons and everything, it's probably comedic also, and Robert Zemeckis is the one directing it and everything, and do you think it's going to be like Blade Runner, or it would be comparable to The Fifth Element, or maybe.
Well, it all depends on which way they go. I mean, if they're going with the overcrowding and stuff, it could kind of look like Blade Runner, Fifth Element. Mm-hmm. Or if they're doing that kind of picture perfect of the future where everything's clean and everybody's flying around in their little cars and, mm-hmm. you know. And the funny thing about the whole thing was there was the businesses. There were Spacely Sprockets and the other one was Cogsworth something. Why are sprockets aren't really that big a deal anymore. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I always thought that was kind of funny. They were using some outdated technology, but.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. You know, I mean, Judy was the wife was a stay-at-home mother. The two kids, you know, typical high school daughter who's out partying with her friends and doing all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
it could be interesting. It all depends. Or they could pretty much revamp the cartoon and make it like the cartoon. So it'd be kind of funny and add some, you know, current stuff into it. You could take the basis for Modern Family and turn it into the Jetsons. And
yeah. So do you think, because Jetsons is really it's a comedy. It's a comedy cartoon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was made for kind of kids and young adults.
Let's just hope this becomes really a comedy also. But do you think it's going to connect to the kids, though? Because kids these days, you know, grew up with Dora or they grew up with
Simpsons. Well, it depends on which audience they're targeting it for. Are they targeting it towards the kids or are they targeting it towards people our age that remember the Jetsons?
Yeah, I think they have to have that balance. They have to strike that balance that it would satisfy both.
I mean, look what MTV did with Teen Wolf. I mean, it was a cheesy 80s movie and then it turned into a pretty interesting teen show. Mm. On MTV.
Okay. Teen Wolf was back then. Was a big hit then. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, okay. So what do you guys think of the... what do you guys think of the... to our audience, what do you think guys think of the Jetsons being a live-action movie? And who could be in it? I wonder who. Okay. Let's go to the bizarre. The bizarre here is about poop. It's about athlete poop. But we can't really rely on this right now because it is in concept. But I do know this is already happening to some people. So athlete poop won't improve your athletic performance. We can't really tell yet. So the human body isn't just your cells, but the home of trillions of bacteria. We know that many of those bacteria serve important purposes, and imbalances or a lack of diversity could lead to illness. But research into this field is pretty new, at least new enough that you shouldn't just transplant someone else's gut bacteria into your own colon without good reason. So recently, the scientist reported that Lauren Peterson from the Jackson Laboratory for Genomic Medicine in Connecticut is working on a study surveying athletes' gut bacteria. Interesting. But in the article, she also discusses how she received a fecal transplant and afterwards performed better athletically after dealing with a long bout of illness. She stated this might be something that athletes can do to boost their performance in the future. As she told Bicycling magazine, "I think I can say with confidence that bacterial doping, or call it poop doping if you must, is coming soon," which is actually it's happening right now as far as I know. Fecal transplants are a thing. When antibiotics don't work for Clostridium difficile infections, scientists might treat it with a literal poop transplant, putting a healthy patient's poop containing a sampling of their gut bacteria into the sick patient's colon so the healthy bacteria can colonize it. That's the only currently approved use of fecal transplants. Scientists are definitely studying the microbiome, the zoo of different bacteria in your body, and finding promising results in terms of how it relates to things like colitis or even autism. But science is nowhere near ready to fecal transplants as supplements, let alone as athletic performance enhancers. So I guess it was a fluke that somebody transplanted somebody's poop, an athlete's poop.
You know, if you have unhealthy conditions in your body and stuff, I mean, especially in your gut and stuff, it can affect a lot of what you're doing. So I think if somebody's been sick and weak and they get a good transplant of fecal matter and the other person was athletic and super healthy and stuff, and that bacteria was really strong and it overpowered whatever bacteria, what little bacteria you had in your system, that, you know, that would bear good results and stuff.
Yeah. So I've heard of this story about a grandmother having her granddaughter donate poop to her, you know, meaning I guess they're related. So of course they're related. And then what happens is they did a fecal transplant like that. Yeah. And it helped the grandmother, because the grandmother is having digestive issues. And the only way to do it is actually transplant good bacteria coming from the granddaughter. And it kind of worked. That's a story I heard before. So in this case, do you use...
And last year, last year we had the same discussion similar to this about fecal matter transplant. There was a study that we talked about that was along the same lines, that they're thinking that people that are sick or have weak immune systems, about transplanting fecal matter, healthy, good fecal matter into the sick patients to help them fight back there and get their immune system back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it helps a lot. I mean, there are procedures that does it already. But the thought of having an athlete's gut bacteria helping another, using it as a supplement, it's far-fetched. And,
well, I don't know. I wonder if anybody's ever studied if people into scat, if they're healthier than people that are not into scat.
I don't know about that. That's gross.
I mean, that's getting somebody else's fecal matter into you, usually.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you do ass to mouth, right? So in this story, it's actually trying to transplant it medically, so... It's probably using capsules or something.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do it. So that's a little bit more sanitary than dropping a turd in your mouth. And saying, swallow.
Oh, gross. Or how about using a dildo, shoving it in the donor, and then shoving back?
Well, I think that might work for alcohol, but I think digestive tract flows from north to south, that it's probably better if it comes in the north and goes out the south.
Oh, okay.
So it works all the way through the digestive tract, just not the back end of it.
So you need to have a capsule that would has a delay, and then it goes down until it reaches your gut, and then it dissolves there, and then it becomes released.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of going through the ace to the anus. Yeah. Good idea. I think that's a better approach, I guess. But if you burp it, you feel like burp poop. You
know? Unless they're doing a colonoscopy and pushing it up in there, that might be a different story too. So who knows?
Yeah, that may be better. Okay, Ray. So I guess that's the end of our stories for this month. Well, we'll be back on the week of July 24th. So we'll be able to come back in the show. Just we're going to take a break for a while.
So it'll be a show about slides of Maynard's vacation all over Iceland and Europe.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're going to do. I don't know. We'll just probably talk about... I'm excited to see the penis museum. That would be exciting to see.
I thought you saw that in the bathroom in the ripcord all these years.
No, they don't have that much penises there, as far as I know. All right, so I guess that's the show, Ray. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. I got the articles that we talked about today on Facebook, and thank you, Caesar, for helping us out. Happy Independence Day for all. And if you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327.
Yes,
it's 281-947-2327.
Yeah, leave us a voice message and we'll play it in the show. So also follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And we're also on Twitter. And we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys in a couple of weeks. Bye.